dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Thanks for joining us here for another edition of Blunt Business presented by the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. You can find out more about it at usccexpo.com. So here this week on Blunt Business, we're joined by someone who has joined the cannabis industry by way of the home to such legendary tobacco brands as Newport, Lucky Strike, Pall Mall, and Camel. Sounds like something out of Mad Men, right? Jim McCormick is his name. He spent 16 years in senior management roles with British American Tobacco, BAT, including 14 years overseas living in seven different countries, world traveler. Now, during his tenure with BAT, he successfully led market entry initiatives, driving global brand expansion, and optimizing international supply chain operations. Well, sounds like it was a good fit for the cannabis industry. Well, he has been appointed the president of Ignite International, the world's first super premium cannabis lifestyle brand, currently for sale in dispensaries across California, with their CBD products sold nationally online. And if you don't know, Ignite International is owned by the acclaimed Dan Bilzerian. So, Jim McCormick, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business.
No, thanks for having me.
Well, I do appreciate you taking time to join us. I know with an announcement, congratulations on the appointment. When you came aboard, Jim, company founder Dan Bilzerian said this of you. Quote, when the opportunity presented itself to add an executive of Jim's caliber and global experience to lead our management team, I did whatever it took to make it happen. Jim's global experience operating in highly regulated markets, including the U.S. cannabis industry, made him a great fit for Ignite. From what I've been reading, Jim, the tobacco industry has started to make inroads themselves by developing products into, including vape pens, incorporating cannabis and CBD oils into the mix. So talk to me about any comparisons that made your expertise at British American Tobacco the right fit for Ignite and what cannabis can learn from tobacco's research and development.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, for me, when I left the tobacco industry a few years ago, it was really all that I had come to know, whether it was in markets in Africa or Asia, Europe or the U.S., a lot of similarities in terms of how those markets operated, whether it's the marketing restrictions from public place smoking bans, dealing with taxation, dealing with public health issues, and at the same time, trying to build brands and meet consumers' needs. So as I got exposed to the U.S. legalized cannabis industry in California in 2016, quite honestly, I felt right at home. Because what are we trying to do here? We're trying to build brands in what we call dark markets. You know, you can't do TVCs and radio, et cetera, et cetera. So you're basically building at the point of sale. We're dealing with excise. We're dealing with a competitive set that's, you know, pretty much wide open. So In a lot of respects, it's a movie I've seen before, and I'm quite comfortable in. So there's a tremendous amount of parallels between the tobacco industry and the evolving cannabis industry. Now, in terms of the research and development, so we've seen reduced harm products come out from the major tobacco players such as PMI and JTI, BAT, et cetera. And that's really focused on, you know, the consumer trends moving away from combustible tobacco products and things like heat not burn with EQOS, or whether it's the old Mark 10 and now Altria's acquisition of Juul. And I made this comment a couple of years ago, and it looks to be coming true. And it was to a leading analyst in New York. And I said, you know, what you're going to see over time is tobacco, not knowing CBD at the time, but then in the cannabis space, really kind of evolving into and morphing into one. And that's through vaping. That's through some of the consumer product overlap that we're seeing, mainly in CBD today. And that's really taking place. So a lot of the technology that we've seen that tobacco companies utilize, we're already seeing in similar fashions being used in the legal cannabis industry with things like the evolving vaping devices, ceramic cartridges, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's all moving more and more in sync as time goes on.
Now, when it comes to the branding of tobacco, which took a long time for a number of those brands we just mentioned at the top took a while for those gummies to be made. Plus, you know, in much like cannabis, tobacco, since the 70s, the advertising has been restricted, not being allowed to be put on radio or television, and going through the issues, I mean, even with cigar manufacturers, the same way it goes. So any kind of those type of products, whether it's something that is to be smokable or ingestible in that sense, it's been tough to put out there in market and to have one brand stand above the others. So with that said, from what you know in the tobacco industry, how long does it normally take for maybe one brand or several brands to stand ahead of the pack, maybe with packaging? Are you surprised that no one has been able to make it there yet? Is anybody, do you see, that might get to that point? Is that something you're trying to implement at Ignite?
Well, you know, we used to say in the tobacco industry that you would use a rule of thumb of 7 years to quote, build a brand or get a brand that would have some kind of franchise, that is, repeat customers that would continue to buy the brand. The brand had its attributes, its brand muscles that were identifiable to consumers. And it's even harder on a global scale, but, you know, that's the kind of time frame that we would talk about. Now, I would argue today, with the speed of communications, with social media, et cetera, I'd argue that's 4 to 5 years in terms of, you can have awareness of a brand, you know, but that doesn't make it a Marlboro. That doesn't make it a Camel.
Right.
You know, to have a brand like that and have that kind of DNA, it's all about consistency and consistency of message, et cetera. So you can have a known brand, but it doesn't mean it's got the roots, what I would say. So it still takes a period of time. And most people, you know, underestimate just how difficult it is to build a brand, especially when you don't have, as you mentioned, you know, the out-of-home and the communication options that you would in, let's say, a more mainstream consumer goods product.
Now, Ignite's goal is to expand and build a best-in-class management team. That's what I read about. Focus both on strategy and execution. Now, along with you, one of the other hires that were brought on board as a new Senior Vice President Global Head of Sales was Curtis Heffernan. And he brings a proven track record and brand experience in sales operations within mass retailers, grocery, club stores, convenience stores, and has worked with the likes of Procter & Gamble and Cadbury Schweppes. So talk about this internal strategy of bringing a best-in-class team to Ignite.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this, and when you're looking at this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in the cannabis space, you know, I tell people, if you're looking at a company, and this is way before I was involved with Ignite, so you've got to look for three attributes, right? And the first one is the company with a clear strategy that makes sense. The second thing, which may be the most important, is a really solid management team with the experience and the horsepower to deliver the strategy. And the third thing is you've got to have distribution. If you don't have those three elements, you really don't have much of a chance to be sustainable and build a brand. And I'll just touch on this before I lose the point. On the previous topic of the 3 to 4 years to build a brand,
yes,
I'll tell you why I was so excited to join Ignite and why I believe we've got such a unique proposition with Dan Bilzerian's social media following. The minute that Dan put his name behind Ignite and our great logo, that instantly became a brand with his persona, right?
Well, actually, so I want to hold on to that Ignite right there. I want to table that because I want to ask you about that a little more context after the break. That's okay. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So, yeah, you're going to lead me into the next thing because I want to talk about Dan because that's the other component that really goes into the strategy and execution of Ignite because of what philosophy is within the company and what your leadership brings in the man at the top, because there's a lot to be said about him. We'll bring that up on the other side of this break. We're here with the president of Ignite International, Jim McCormick, here on Blunt Business. And thank you for letting me kind of cough a little bit. I do appreciate it. But I have to go into this real quick, Jim, and I know you'll understand sponsorship and branding and all is very important. And of course, I have to brand the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It is a conference where you have the right to educate, engage, and empower the evolution of the cannabis industry. You have the chance to join thousands of industry professionals, which have gathered in Miami last year. They're going to be back this year, August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida. You can learn how to attend right now. Go to usccexpo.com, usccexpo.com. You know, tickets are now available for you to be a part of. You can also find out if you want to be, maybe there's a chance for you to speak at the show or sponsor or exhibit. There's a lot of opportunities available for you. but you can only find out if you go to our website, usccexpo.com. At least we recommend take a look at the website. See why being in August in Miami for our conference is such a great idea for all of you to be a part of, and to know all the people you're going to meet up. Of course, Florida Medical Marijuana State, a lot of things going on here, a lot of good local advocates, medical professionals. It's open to the public. It's not just the B2B show. It is also Business to Commerce. So, you know, open to the public. So if you know those that are in the Miami area that would be interested in going to the show, by all means, come join us August 3rd and 4th, the USCC Expo. Go to usccexpo.com to learn more. We'll be back more with Jim McCormick right after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis industry professionals, want to gain some new leads? Make genuine business connections and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are coming soon to Portland, Maine, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Miami. Sponsorship opportunities available. Register today.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's P-O-U-C-H-Z.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with the president of Ignite International, Jim McCormick, here on Blunt Business. So we've already mentioned a couple names. We dropped a name to your founder and chairman of Ignite, Dan Bilzerian. He rose to fame, for those of you in the long and short of it, as a professional poker player, businessman, and Instagram star. So one blog post on your site said this about Dan. Just a nice way to kind of put it all together. Dan Bilzerian is single-handedly running the most immersive marketing campaign since The Truman Show, which is almost 20 years ago. Now, the difference is that he knows it, and it sells. It is the construction of his legacy, click by click. So, you were before I got us a commercial, Jim, you were actually talking to me about what he brings to the leadership, and does his exposure and risk play any part into Ignite's philosophy?
Yeah, well, look, Dan is the essence of Ignite. Ignite is the product of Dan's imagination, the things that made him a great poker player, his intuition. In 2016, he saw which way the cannabis industry was evolving, realized that there was no clear leader, no clear premium brand, and that an opportunity was laying out there. And thus the Ignite brand was born. And you know, this is Dan's passion. And, you know, for the following year and a half, a lot of effort, investment, time, dedication of building the team and the products, you know, has brought the Ignite brand to life. It was launched in October of last year. And Dan is clearly the inspiration behind it. Dan's, image online is the thing that's helped him build the 26 million Instagram followers, 44 million total social media followers. And so that has worked for Dan. And now it does reflect into the Ignite brand, which is what I was saying earlier. You know, the brand immediately has a persona, and that is of Dan. Now, the thing you would ask, and I get this question a lot, is like, well, not everybody relates to that image. And is that a problem? And I would say yes and no. And I'll tell you why. Because What Dan brings, besides the vision and the passion behind it, is he brings the awareness, right? So awareness is the first step on the consumer disposition funnel, as they call it, and moving people through that. So once we get them there, we get them on the Ignite platform, and I believe this will be true over time, you will see the Ignite brand itself begin to differentiate itself slightly from Dan the person and Dan the Instagram sensation. And it will begin to have its own set of values and its premium imagery and quality. So I see it as only really a shorter term risk until the brand gets its own momentum and begins to develop its own persona.
Right. Well, I mean, Dan is his own brand first and foremost, but then Ignite is the company brought on board. And not for nothing, you have to understand what we were just talking about earlier, the best in class idea and who he has brought on board to handle the business. I mean, if it's not even so much where he's just there, you know, overview 30,000 feet above the in the air and being able to just know what things he needs to be a part of in the day-to-day, but if it's you or Curtis or others in the within Ignite that are handling day-to-day and it's being handled properly, then Ignite will definitely become a brand that'll be, that will not just be in line with Dan, but it will be a standalone as well. So
exactly. That's exactly right. And what I think people underestimate is just how difficult it is to build a consumer product in the U.S. And this is not just a U.S. play, Ignite, by the way. We are looking at a global brand here, and we already have plans in motion for Europe and looking at South America. So, you know, it takes time, and you've got to get the best people that have experience in doing this, and it's a lot of hard yards that you have to do. So, you know, myself with almost 22 or 3 years of consumer goods global experience, Curtis, you know, world-class salesperson, and Shannon, our head of ops. So you've got to build that team and then take this thing and roll it out step by step. So that's what we're doing. And again, with the head start, I would say, that Dan gives the Ignite brand, then it's just up to us now to execute and roll out the brand in an efficient manner.
So let's talk about Ignite's philosophy, and let's talk about the real process and where best in class almost continues to be added on to everything that Ignite does. On the website, there's a mention of, quote, "We're dedicated to providing the best, the purest cannabis products worldwide. We test and retest each batch for pesticides, herbicides, viruses, bacteria, microbials, and anything else that could possibly harm you. What's more, we only source our oil from the finest flower, combining superior quality with state-of-the-art technology in each and every cartridge," end quote. So take me behind the strategy of going above and beyond to provide pure products.
Yeah, well, look, if you meet, you know, 10 people that entered the cannabis space in the last 2 years and ask them where they position their brands, they're going to tell you, 9 out of 10 are going to tell you premium. Yeah. So, you know, that's the throwaway. That's easy to do. Anybody can put that in a PowerPoint. But, you know, the difference really comes in the quality in the product, the consistency of the product. And I can tell you just yesterday when I was with Dan and his one of his quality people, we're examining options for rolling out into new legal states in the U.S. And so we're qualifying our suppliers of the flower product mainly. And I'll tell you what, there is so much time and effort put in because we will not release a product that is absolutely not of the highest quality, and a product that not only, you know, today is of the highest quality, but people that can sustain that. And that's the real trick, because as your brand grows and scaling occurs, you know, I've seen it happen in just the last year with some products out there, and these companies can't scale, quality erodes, and all of a sudden you've got a problem. We just will not allow that to happen. Dan's personally involved in that process. So we take it very seriously.
Excellent. Now, on your website, you also talk about controllable consistency to the point that you test it and then test it again until it meets your own intensive brand standards. Now, I know a lot of companies, we've talked to a lot of different people that are handling in terms of laboratories or the kind of money that's being put into, especially with the Canadian companies. I've heard all those companies we talked to here in Blunt Business about the amount of research development, the amount that needs to be done in terms of testing, retesting, of every different area, from DNA tagging to yeast and other bacterials that might be in the flower. So take me behind the levels of testing consistency that your company implements after quality control is done.
Yeah, well, look, you know, there's certain things I think as a company, Ignite, I think we really know what we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So, these MSOs that are out there, and you know, God love them, but you know, having total vertical integration means you've got to be an expert in everything from growing to owning a dispensary and running a retail outlet and everything in between. Okay, we don't have that, no, right. But we know the people that do. So, you know, our testing really, you know, we rely on our vendors and we do some of our in-house testing, but we really rely on our protocols that we roll out with our suppliers. So we have our standard operating procedures. We have our testing limits. We get each batch is tested sometimes independently, but when we get confidence in our suppliers, you know, we rely on their internal control processes. So again, if I had to run every batch through my office and try and guarantee the quality, I couldn't do it. I can't scale that. However, we have those processes in place so they can be rolled out from state to state and hopefully country to country. And that's how you have a process whereby you can guarantee the controls. You obviously have the state doing, each state has its own testing requirements, which are different. In some cases, ours are above and beyond that. And then, of course, we have the taste and flavor elements as well. So that's how we do it. And I mean, again, maybe it's a little bit over the top, but at the end of the day, in a new industry that's really only been around in its true form for 4 or 5 years, it's not like, you know, industry's been around 40 years and all the protocols are set up. So you have to be extra vigilant. Not saying people are going to cut corners, but this thing is moving so quickly, as you know, that you have to overinvest time to ensure that the you know, the quality's there, the testing is there. And so your consumers are getting, you know, the product that they, you know, we tell them that they're getting.
Now, just wanted to go into something else real quick before we move along about the vape pens and the product line that Ignite has. Now, in a future episode of Blunt Business, I'm going to be speaking with the folks at Headset, and they do a lot of data research. And they put out a new report, and they specifically did mention a lot about vape pens in terms of four areas. I think it was Washington State, California, Nevada, and Colorado. And one of the things they were talking about was the pricing of vape pens from state to state, how much difference it is. But the one thing across the board, even here in Florida where I'm at, is the price of vape pens. When you know, coming from tobacco, how, well, I mean, at one point, you know, pricing for cigarettes or could have been as low as $2-3 a pack. But now, you know, obviously the price has increased because of a lot of different regulations. But then again, the alternative for going to vaping and going to CBD, the pricing in some cases is between $36 and $70 or up to almost $100 per gram for a vape pen. Is there anything you're looking into in terms of any kind of budget-friendly type of vape pens? Anything that might be a little more economical? Is there a possibility to do that and stay premium at the same time? Or pure, excuse me.
Yes, there is. You have to step back a little bit, sure. Right? Before we go down that path. So, you know, as a premium brand, we expect, you know, to put in the extra effort, all the testing, all of this stuff, the highest quality. So, you know, consumers are willing to pay for that. So we will always be at the higher end of the spectrum.
Right.
But I think there's a bigger element at play here. So, you know, as you look at the production across the U.S. and all of the canopy coming online and all of these developments, and CBD is even a different animal now that the yes. Farm Bill is passed, there's going to be so much production. And we've seen it already in Oregon. We saw it happen in Colorado, where the underlying, you know, commodity price of flour crashes. Now, I'm not predicting a U.S. crash, but you're going to see adjustments. So I don't think any operator, you know, believes that we're going to have sustained $75 a gram, you know, kind of pricing. So, you know, the smart players, and the way we look at it too, is that, look, we have to be low-cost producer today. You know, okay, we don't have the scale to necessarily do that, but that's our aspiration, is to be really good at everything we do all through our supply chain. But, you know, so we, you know, we're not out to gouge anybody, but we, you know, we want to give our consumers value for money. And a lot of that differentiation is really based on the commodity price that's going in, and everybody's paying more or less the same for their oil. But again, those oil prices are only going one way, in my opinion, that's down. As more and more supply comes on. And then when you get the nationalization, which I expect in the next 2 years, and product can move across state lines, then you're really going to see the economics change. So, you know, I would say for people, you know, see these high prices in some states and markets, you know, I don't think that the long term is sustainable. And I think there'll be, you know, more than enough return for the operators, and yet give consumers good value for money. And vaping, let's face it, is a very cost-effective way to enjoy the cannabis product, and now with all the new formulations, you can get the desired effect. And I can tell you, and I knew this was going to happen, that people coming into the space, if you go to Las Vegas and you see tourists come through some of these dispensaries in Las Vegas, people who have not been exposed to the cannabis space at all,
right,
where do they start? They start in vaping, right? So vaping is here to stay, and I only see it getting bigger and bigger in the coming years.
Oh, I agree. Now, there is vaping, and then there's toothpicks. I thought this was amazing. So
I knew you were going to ask me about those toothpicks.
Well, I don't, because it was just like, this is fascinating. I don't know anybody else that's doing this, but okay. So you recently introduced CBD-infused toothpicks. This is fascinating. So the presser states, quote, with absorption of up to 55 milligrams of CBD in each toothpick, the design of technology allows for a sublingual, digestible delivery of the ingredients and flavor. So you're talking to me, somebody could just go and suck on a toothpick, or is this something that's, well, it's digestible, so you're eventually just going to go and chew this down and take the whole thing in. So talk to me about the idea behind these toothpicks and, give me the whole overview.
Just for the record, we're not encouraging people to eat the toothpicks. Okay,
oh, okay.
Just for the record.
Okay.
So you know, if you choose to do that, that's you're on your own. But
right.
No, the toothpicks are very. I think it's more. It's an interesting product in that CBD, especially now, we're seeing a proliferation of use of the product, and quite honestly, there's still a lot of end consumer kind of misunderstanding or lack of understanding of the product itself. And we were introduced to the toothpick concept by a manufacturer, and quite honestly, we just loved it. And it works. The product works great.
Yeah.
And so we said, you know, look, it's there. We have it, and it's cool. Our it's just cool. I mean, and so it was just one of those things that crossed our radar, and everyone that saw the product really liked it. So. The thing we have to be careful about, to be quite honest, I'll use the toothpicks as an example, is we're getting approached all the time. And I think, you know, if we do this again and follow up next year, we're not going to be talking about Ignite as a cannabis company. We don't talk about it as a cannabis company today. You know, we're a consumer goods company. So we do have cannabis products, yes, but CBD is a huge product line. We have other opportunities. So, you know, that's what's so exciting about Ignite is we found that it's much more than just a cannabis brand, and as the toothpicks clearly, you know, defines that.
Totally. So we're going to go ahead and go into one more break, Jim. I really appreciate you answering all my questions. It was interesting, especially with the whole idea where coming from tobacco, the one thing was important to me was also about the pricing, obviously the quality, and you definitely made a distinction about how MSOs by operated, and then also the branding of your company, where it's not just so much a cannabis company. It's just there's a bit of obviously some diversification, not just in the product line, but in what you're also providing as products. So we're here with Jim McCormick, the president of Ignite International here in Blunt Business. We're back with final questions in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Jim McCormick, the president of Ignite International, here on Blunt Business, presented by USCCExpo.com. So we've already dropped Dan Bilzerian's name. He's the president and founder, he's the founder of the company Ignite, founder and chairman, to be specific. And I got to ask you this for yourself. Now, you kind of mentioned you had a chance to talk to Dan yesterday, and obviously you did communicate with him quite a bit, being the president of the company. So working alongside someone like Dan, especially, you know, maybe coming from the corporate structure within British American Tobacco, coming in and having a figurehead that's recognizable, pivotal, and definitely noticed, and like if you're there in the crowd, you will be overshadowed, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that's how it is. So how do you balance organization from the iconic exposure? And that's got to be a question I know you have to answer every day.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, it's, you know, I don't find it a challenge at all. And that may sound like, you know, how can that be? And I'll tell you why. It's because, you know, I am so, I mean, I love what I do. I love working in this space.
Awesome.
If you'd have told me to pick my job, you know, 6 months ago, and I came from Cushco Holdings, and I couldn't have written a job description any more defined than the one I was handed for Ignite. So, you know, for Dan and I, we connect completely around what we're trying to do with this brand and our products. And that just breaks everything else down. And so, you know, I can't do what Dan does, and he's not going to run, you know, a global corporation day to day. But together, it's a very dangerous combination. So, you know, we put people on notice with that. But Dan is fascinating. I mean, and you're right. He's globally recognizable. 80% of his following is outside the U.S. But, you know, we bond around the business, and we bond around what we're doing, and we talk about that every day, and we get it done, and we're building a world-class team, and we just have a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, that's it. This is all about, you got great people, but you better have the passion, too. And, you know, Dan obviously has it, and I've got as much as anybody, and that's the team we're building. So don't tell Dan this, but I would do this job for free. So just keep that between us.
Well, not for nothing. I mean, I'm not afraid to say that what I get to do here, I would do for free as well. But, you know, have to make ends meet somewhere somehow, right? So,
there you go.
Jim, thank you so much for being with us here. Again, president of Ignite International. Please take a minute to talk to our listeners about Ignite, all the different products that you have available. There's quite a few products. It's a great-looking line. And just let us know how we can learn more. And I know it's available in California and Nevada. Tell us a little bit more about what we should be expecting from Ignite in the coming months.
Yeah, we've got some exciting things coming, and so it's a little bit of watch this space. So we're in final negotiations for our national distribution of our CBD line.
Right.
So you should be able to see that in convenience outlets, you know, near your home, hopefully, in the very near future.
Excellent.
You can always follow our activities online, which is an easy way to do it. Or you can follow Dan on Instagram, and he'll tell you a little bit what's going on as well. And also, very, you know, we talked a little bit. We will be having an announcement about, you know, Western Europe here coming up. So, you know, the seeds have been planted, but you know, definitely follow us online. You'll see press releases coming out and product launches, you know, throughout the rest of this year. But you know, you can get our cannabis products in most dispensaries in the legal states in Canada, Nevada soon. Another 6 states will be rolling out, and then, you know, the CBD online and soon in convenience. So it's very exciting times for Ignite. It's just the beginning, but we have something great to work with, so I couldn't be happier.
And just a note, the website is Ignite, I-G-N-I-T-E .co, no .com, but it says .co, ignite.co. So make sure everybody, they go to the site, go look for it. It's a great-looking product line on a whole lot of variety to this. So, I mean, really do appreciate, and also you have your own gear, because I like the logo. The goat, isn't it? I guess it looks like what it looks like. I'm not sure.
It's the goat, what we call the goat skull. And for those listeners that haven't seen it, I would suggest you check it out. I would say we have one of the absolute coolest logos, honestly, that I've seen in a long time, and it looks great on merchandise, but as merchandise is a little bit of a challenge for us here. So, but it's a high class problem. But it looks great, and you want to have a great brand, but not just a great logo. So we're working on that.
Now the merch is other. You got hoodies, you got shirts, you got bikinis, you got everything that's with the Ignite logo. It looks really good. It really does. The hats look great too. So ignite.co. Jim McCormick, thanks again for being with us on Blunt Business. We do appreciate you taking time, and let's definitely keep in touch and keep us posted on any new announcements. And let's see about getting you back.
Will do. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, before we go and get out of here, I got to go make sure to remind you again about the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. Of course, you're still here at Blunt Business. We're happy to have the USCC Expo as sponsors for our program. Again, you can learn so much from being part of this. If you feel like sponsoring the Expo, it's a wonderful opportunity to position you and your company as an industry leader to an audience that's going to listen and engage. Thousands of attendees were here last year, many more, and a jam-packed trade show floor, August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida. More information on the agenda is being put up day to day. And just look at usccexpo.com. See if you can make your way to Miami. We hope you do. It's at the beautiful and also beautifully newly redecorated and renovated Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. You go and get your passes now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. And thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to cannabisradio.com. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Behind every BP fill-up, thousands of people across America go to work every day. People producing energy offshore. People turning it into products at our refineries. People doing R&D to make products that are better for your engine. People trading and shipping fuels to their destinations. And the people who help you at one of BP's growing family of retail stations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save